Well, that's good. Now, the traveler is the word that you were looking for.
Yes, I had forgotten what he was.
Mm-hmm. Did somebody call and get in touch with you? Oh, that's great. This is very interesting. How often do you write an article every week then?
Yes, every week.
That's great.
About something. Historically, or some just interesting books. I'm about to get lulled right now. Because next to the last article I had, I wrote about the ghostly troll travels the hills.
is that a local
ghost story? So I made it. One man called me, and he said, "You never told the damn truth about it."
Tell me about that. Tell me about the ghostly troll.
You read it.
No, would you? I'd rather you tell me.
Well,
just
the old lady, there's a guttural crying animal over there. It's on the English end of English Mountain. I think it's just a red fox, and this is a mating season, and it's coming out there, and they scream like a woman, ending in a guttural troll, devoid of human characteristics. So I put a little to it. I said that the old lady crawled out of her home up on top of the mountain where she was found nearly frozen to death, and they got her and took her to the hospital, and she died. And then I told about the young girl. My wife went over there.
Can I close the store?
Yes. And my wife went over there, and there's 50 or 100 cars parked along the road, all wanting to listen. They were from Gatlinburg and Sevierville and everywhere. And this young girl said, I just put the words in her mouth, but she said something that she wished she hadn't come, and the squeamishness running up her backbone to give her an appalling feeling of helplessness. And one of the boys is called across the fence, and they let out an unearthly call and squall. And he jumped the fence and was hurried to get back with the crowd when he heard the scream. And then the animal that gives out these unearthly screams and squalls has caused a lot of talk. You know, it touches something in the human about the supernatural.
Sure.
And I then admitted that it was just some animal giving forth its mating call. Howling at the moon.
That's good. That's very good. Now, the parts of why do they call you Sassafras? So is that just, did you just pick that up as your pen name, or?
No. Years ago, when I was in college, we were traveling from Sewanee, you know Sewanee?
Sure,
It's got the largest campus of any school in the world. Used to be a football power.
Yeah.
We were coming from there back home, and Wallace Wade was scouting our team, or scouting Sewanee. And we had beat them 12 to nothing, and hunted the last half to keep from scoring anymore. And he wanted to know where, he said to Coach Russell, said, "Where did you get those football players?" He said, "I never saw a better team got together in the United States." And I was sitting by Coach Russell, and I said, "Oh, they're just a bunch of sassafras sprouts from East Tennessee."
I see.
And it stuck. They called me sassafras from then on.
I see. That's good.